Before we begin this next story, we want to let you know it includes mentions of sexual conduct, exploitation of children, and suicide. The social media company Meta says it is taking down thousands of accounts in Nigeria linked to financial scams involving sexual extortion, which is also known as sextortion. That's a form of blackmail by cyber criminals, many of whom are based abroad. They threaten to release nude or sexually compromising pictures unless a ransom is paid. And they often target American kids like Jordan DeMay, a 17-year-old from Michigan. We brought you that story last month. He took his life after he was blackmailed in a sextortion scheme. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu is in Lagos, and he's with us now to tell us more about this. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning.
How big of a problem is this?
Well, it's a really serious situation, and it's getting a lot worse. A major concern is the growing threat to children as well. And just to capture the scale of this, there's a U.S. agency that deals with missing and exploited children. They received more than 26,000 reports of financial sextortion last year, and that was more than double the previous year. And the FBI says at least 20 of these children died by suicide. And sometimes they died within hours of being targeted, just to show you the swiftness and fatality of some of these attacks. You know, these online attacks are committed by cyber criminals around the world, but a large number of them are from here in Nigeria.
So then how significant is this move that Meta is making?
Well, it's the first major move by a social media company or tech company in response to this issue. Meta's taken down 63,000 Instagram accounts based in Nigeria. And that's really significant because the majority of these attacks targeting children are on Instagram. And Meta also removed about 7,200 Facebook accounts, Facebook groups, and pages. I spoke to Jordan DeMay's mother, Jennifer DeMay Buta. I spoke to her because for the last few years, she's been raising awareness about sextortion, and she welcomed Meta's decision, but she also said more needed to be done.
I hope that other social media platforms look at Meta's example and start doing things like this on their platforms, because at the end of the day, if they are allowing this to happen on their social media platforms, they are an accessory to this crime because they are allowing it to happen.
And that's an important point because there are many videos on platforms like TikTok and YouTube that basically teach people how to commit these scams and share tips about them.
Emmanuel, what about Nigerian authorities? Have they been active in stopping this crime?
Well, they're not tackling this proactively. The FBI's main partner in Nigeria is an agency called the EFCC. They told me that they only respond to individual petitions rather than investigating the whole issue overall. And some officials even told me off the record that this is not as big of an issue as the FBI believes. So clearly, as much as this is a very serious issue with really fatal consequences, there's still a lot of work to be done.
That's NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu in Lagos. Emmanuel, thank you.
Thank you.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, please call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.